committed the unpardonable sin.
What?
You mean God just gave up on him? In Hosea 4:17, the Bible says, Ephraim is joined to idols. Let him alone. What? Ephraim has decided to serve idols rather than Jehovah God. Just let him go on to hell. You say, is that possible? There's a church out in Arizona. Some 6,000 members, I suppose, maybe more. But when the pastor was a young man, years ago, he's retired now. When he was a young man, he used to go around the state of Arizona and put up a tent and get some people saved and start a local, indigenous, independent Baptist church right in the town. One night he preached and came back to the hotel. We were staying. A guy across the hotel said, Hey, ain't you Beale? He walked over and said, I'm Dr. Beale. I used to come to your tent meetings. And you'd get up there to preach and give that invitation. I'd stand up and grab a hold of that chair in front of me until my knuckles would turn white and the beads of perspiration would break out of my forehead. He said, but one night, Beale, you got up there and preached and you gave that invitation. I got up and took hold of the chair in front of me, and all of a sudden I could feel my hands relaxing. And I reached up, my forehead was dry, and he said, ever since that day, Beale, I want you to know I've not been afraid of your blankety-blank God. Dr. Beale said sometimes in the middle of the night, God wakes him up in a dream, and there's that man's face in front of him. If it were possible to get a hold of every angel in heaven and every Christian on earth and have them pray throughout all eternity, as soon as that man dies, he goes straight to hell. You mean that Jesus Christ taught that kind of doctrine?
Yes. I'll show it to you. Luke 19:11, the Bible says, when Jesus was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. What's he saying? If you'd have listened to and paid attention to the Prince of Peace when he's in your town, but you wouldn't do it, now all things you saw and heard are hid from your eyes. But it's deeper than that. In John 12:36-37, these things spake Jesus and departed from them, for though he had done so many miracles before them, and they did not believe on him. Verse 39, they had now reached the point where they could no longer believe. Why? Because he had done so many miracles before them, and they did not believe on him. They had now reached the point where they could no longer believe. And because he had done so many miracles before them and they did not believe on him, they had now reached the point where they could no longer believe. You mean God gave up on them? Romans 1:21. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, wherefore God also gave them up. Romans 1:25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the creator. For this cause, God gave them up. Once more, Romans 1:28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Here comes a young man in the service, sits in the back, in his 20s. The gospel's preached and the invitation given, and 24 people come forward. But not that young man. Here's a mother and dad standing down here after the service, and she said, Wasn't that Bobby in the service, dear? Yes, dear. Well, I saw him leave the service. He's not saved, is he? No, dear. Well, isn't that terrible, Bobby walking out of the service, rejecting Christ once? Oh, no. See, the preacher had been out to his house and tried to lead him to Christ. The visitation team had been out last week. He saw it on the television, was on the radio, was in the newspapers, in the magazine, was on the billboard, and the gospel's popular today, and you can't miss it. And I want you to know that last year, Bobby rejected Christ at least 365 times. Because the Bible teaches in 2 Corinthians 6:2, Behold, now is accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. And in the Old Testament, he that being often reasoned with and hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. See, there's a line by us unseen that crosses every path. The hidden boundary between God's patience and his wrath. To pass that limit is to die. To die as if by stealth. It does not quench the beaming eye, nor pale the glow of health. Conscience may still be at ease, and spirit light and gay. That which is pleasing still may please, and care be thrown away. But on that forehead, God has dealt indelibly a mark, unseen by man, for man as yet is blind and in the dark. Indeed, the doomed one's path may bloom as Eden bloomed. He does not, will not know or feel that he is doomed. He feels perhaps that all is well and every fear is calm. He lives, he dies, he wakes in hell, not only doomed, but damned forever and forever and for... If you read it right in the Greek, it never, ever stops saying forever. That's why Psalm 95 and verse 7 teaches today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. In Joshua 24:15, choose you this day whom you serve. In Hebrews 2:3, how shall you escape if you neglect so great salvation?
Please listen to me. I'm coming to some very serious territory right now. Don't miss this. Don't miss it. Let me warn you. Please, let me warn you. There is a line drawn over which you cannot be saved. If you think that you can just wait till you die and on your deathbed you can come to Christ, you've got another thing coming. Here your life is. Out yonder somewhere, I do not know where, there is a line. I don't know where it is. But that line is drawn, and when you cross over that line, from that moment forward, you will never have a chance to be saved. In Romans chapter 1 and verse 24, it says, God gave them up. Are you listening? God gave them up. Now, one of these days, you're going to hear the gospel for the last time and say no, and God's going to say, okay, I'll knock on somebody else's door, and I'll not knock on your door anymore. In Romans 1:26, it says, God gave them up. In Romans 1:28, it says, God gave them over. In Genesis 6:3, my spirit will not always strive with man. In Ephesians 4:19, who being past feeling have given themselves over. Hebrews 12:17 tells about a man named Esau. In the Bible says Esau found no place for repentance, though he sought it with tears. Esau cried to get saved, but he couldn't get saved. Why? He crossed the line. I was in seven times, it says, God hardened Pharaoh's heart. Now listen carefully. Let me plead with you this morning. Let me beg you today. If you have the least desire to go to heaven, if there's just a little bit of a desire to go to heaven, and this morning you trust Jesus as your Savior, don't join this church if you don't want to. Don't ever come back if you don't want to. And you can miss First Baptist Church, but don't miss heaven. Whatever church you belong to, whether you go back to your own church or not, that's not the issue. But don't you let anybody tell you that anything can take you to heaven except Jesus Christ Himself. And don't take a chance. Years ago, I was preaching in my own church in Texas, Miller Road Baptist Church, Garland, Texas. One night, I was preaching a revival meeting, by the way, in my own church. And one night, two very distinguished middle-aged ladies walked in. Obviously, ladies of some means. The service ended, I went back and I said, ladies, do you know you're Christians? And one of them said, I can't become a Christian. I said, what do you mean? And she said, I can't become a Christian. She said, when I was a child, so they tried to get me to trust Jesus and I didn't. And when I was a teenager, they tried to get me to trust Jesus and I didn't. And when I was a young adult, they tried to get me to trust Jesus and I didn't. She said, preacher, I can tell you the place and the time when I crossed over a line to which I can never get saved. She said, I heard you on the radio. I thought maybe if I came to your church, I might could get that feeling back again. But she said, it's gone. It's gone. And she began to scream, lost forever! Lost forever! Lost forever! Lost forever! Let me lovingly warn you, ladies and gentlemen, that God will not forever and ever and ever and ever keep the invitation to you. One day, the invitation will come for the last time. And you'll have crossed the line. Today, listen carefully, I'm through. Today is the best chance you'll ever have to get saved.